Morning.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, you had some issues.
Lot of issues today, Mike.
New laptop or old laptop?
It's newer. I'm having problems with my desktop monitor, but I don't know if it's the monitor. I don't know if it's the computer. It's not the cable.
Yeah.
The monitor will go to sleep and kind of like not recognize that there's a feed coming from the computer. It's not the cable because I switched out the cable. So I don't know if it's the input to the monitor or the output from the computer, but like every once in a while, like it keeps like just blacking out, and then the monitor says it's going to sleep. It's like it can't figure out that there's still
That
a
it's
connection.
there,
Yeah.
yeah. It's time to get something new.
Yeah, I just don't know if it's the computer or I gotta maybe see if I can grab like a monitor or something, borrow one from somebody so I can test to see if it's the monitor that I need or a computer.
Or the card.
Well, yeah, that's true too.
Yeah.
So how are you doing?
Doing well. It's been a while.
It's been a little bit.
It's
What
been a
have you
hot
been up to?
minute.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just the same old, I guess. I haven't
Yeah.
done much things different than usual.
So the lead up to summer has been all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yours?
It's been really good.
Busy?
On and off, yeah. The kids will mostly Saturdays. The kids have Taekwondo and stuff like that. But I gotta tell you, like not this past week, the week before, I was just on vacation, just stayed home. The kids were at school, Stacy had to work and stuff like that. Just needed to take some time because I still have so much banked from the
Yeah.
first full year of COVID when nobody went anywhere.
How much
And
do you have a cap on how much you can
we
accumulate?
yeah, you can only have up to 150%, and then you'll start like you won't gain anymore. Like when you're due to gain
Yeah,
more,
that's the same
gain
we
anymore.
have, but it's a maximum of 250 hours
Oh, 250
banked.
hours. Yeah,
Yeah.
ours is just like whatever you get, you can have 150%. But so I get 6 weeks a year, so like every year, pretty much, I'm using 2 or 3 full weeks and then single days here or there.
Yeah.
So I'm barely getting through basically carryover, from the year before
Yeah.
and not using any current year. And I just keep doing that year after year
Sounds
after
like a
year.
good excuse for you guys to go to Baltimore Comic Con
It is.
and
It would
go
be.
on a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Sunday. And
Maybe.
you burn two
It's in
days, 3 days.
September.
Yeah. Bill's going, Daryl's going, and some other people that you probably know, but I'm not sure.
I would love to. I don't know if we can swing the expense, but well,
We're
I
going
don't know.
to a Baltimore Orioles game on Thursday too.
Oh, you already have it all planned out, huh?
Yeah, we got it planned out.
That's pretty cool. But what I want to say is, like, you and Bill talk about this all the time, but I came back. So we were off on Monday, right, for Memorial Day.
Yeah, and you had the week off before.
Yep. So I come back on Tuesday, and keep in mind, I'm still working from home, so it's not like I have to drag myself into the office.
Yeah.
But Mike, for the first time, really ever, like my mind was not in it. Like my head was in a different space. And it took me the entire day to like
Snap out
really
of it.
figure, yeah, like, okay, what do I need to do? Like, what order do I need to like organize my thoughts and stuff? I was out of it. And I kept telling my friends at work, I'm like, I'm not close, but I really want to retire. Like, I'm done. I'm done with it. Like, what I did all the week before was staying at home. I'd walk to Dunkin' Donuts down the street, get a
Yeah.
coffee, walk back. I'd get some yard work done. I'd get some relaxing done. I, you know, read, like the kids get out of school at 2:30,
Yeah.
you know, and I take them to the playground, whatever. We'd have dinner, like every day, right? And I'm
Yeah.
like, that's just what I want my life to be now. I don't, you know, I want to be
Yeah.
able to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
I'm so with you there.
I'm
That's
just
there.
done. I am, and the thing is, it's like, and I mean, in all honesty, you know, I definitely, barring some sort of tragedy, I'll be able to retire in 10 years, but I don't want to wait 10 years.
Yeah, hopefully I'm 5 years out.
That would be great.
Hopefully, I mean, in a perfect world, less than that. But I have the same problem. Like, especially when I even if it's a 3 day weekend, like that
Yeah.
extra day makes me extra not want to go back to work. Like it's if I'm in the mode where it's just routine, 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 then I'm okay. But I slip out of it and it's like, oh my God.
I know.
It's like pulling teeth.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's gotten stronger and stronger with me in the past couple of years. And you know what? I mean, honestly, it probably is around,
It's midlife crisis, probably.
it's probably around the same age because, you know, you're a couple of years older than me. And,
Yeah.
you know, I mean, it probably is around the time 50, 51, 52 that you started really talking about it
Yeah,
on the
it's like, what do I want to
podcast
be when I grow up? And
all
it's not this.
the time.
Yeah.
So it's funny, but it's like for the first time, I'm really starting to feel it, like come back, and I don't feel like dealing with this. We've got some new people that were hired, and tomorrow morning, like I gotta go on and meet them virtually on a web call and like
Yeah.
go through scheduling process and all that stuff. And I mean, it's all, you know, it's stuff that I've done a million. I just, Mike, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it anymore. I just want
You'll snap out of it.
I will.
Unfortunately, you can't just, you know, I mean, if in a perfect world you could, but
Yeah,
it
I
doesn't
know.
work
No,
that
it's, and it's fine, and I'm the last person that should complain. Still able to work from home. The job isn't, from what I hear you describe and stuff, is not mentally exhausting like it is for you. And I got,
That's where I'm hitting it. I'm mentally
yeah.
exhausted. I just the pace is so fast, and I just I'm just exhausted. I want to do
Yeah.
even if I don't know. I'm thinking of reducing hours or something, but
Yeah.
very soon. But we'll see. I don't want to get too excited and then have it all fall apart.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it works out for you.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I don't know. Hopefully it works out for all of us.
Yeah. It's fun having time off, that's for sure.
Yep. We're going to Disney World in the end of July, beginning of August. It's going to be 3 million degrees, but I can't wait to go, the four of us, or go there and have a good
What are
time.
you doing there? Are you staying on site or what are you doing?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're
Wow.
staying at the Caribbean Beach Resort, which we've never stayed at before, but it's like a mid-level.
Yeah.
So
I always like staying there. I prefer
it's
Universal
great.
Studios.
Do you?
Oh my God.
I'm still a Disney person.
I don't think you've been there enough. Have you gone there?
Just once.
Oh God.
Just one time.
I don't know, being a Marvel guy and I don't know how you could say that. And
I
the
can't handle some of the more
Oh, you don't like
intense
ex
rides anymore.
Oh, okay, so that's the difference.
Yeah,
See,
I'll get cautious.
I like intense rides, so Universal has more teen to adult rides, I could say. You know, like
100%.
then their roller coasters are more extreme. Everything's a little more up tempo and
Yep.
yeah, that's
No,
what I
there's it
like.
for sure. And if I go on the wrong one, I might feel like low level nauseous for the rest of the day, and it just ruins the rest of the day for me. So I'd rather just
Well, you
go
had a
on
week
the
off.
Disney
Did you
ones.
get to watch X-Men 97?
I watched two episodes so far.
Well, what do you think? I mean, just.
Honestly, the first one, like, it's okay. The
Well,
second one,
it picks up. It
yeah,
picks
the
up.
second one started to turn me onto it, because that was the whole Magneto trial, and then
Yeah.
so it's done differently, obviously,
You
but
know what's amazing to me is they're taking some of the major things in comics and they're consolidating it. They're like mashing it up so it's more think like you'll have like three storylines that were big events happen in like two episodes, you know? It's not like they're drawing it out. It's more like they're condensing it. And it's pretty incredible with
And
what they do going forward. Like, I mean, once you hit episode four and five, oh my God, you're like, wow.
cool. Yeah, I mean, it's like, in that same episode they did the whole trial thing, but then they also put in the, it was him that was that they were trying to shoot with the depowered, the gun that depowers them. And Storm gets it instead,
Yeah, it
whereas
was
in the comics
wasn't that
they were
guy
trying to
the
get Rogue. But
executioner? What was that guy? The
yeah, the Executioner,
executioner. Executioner song. Wasn't that guy from?
So they try, so they, so they, you know, switch some stuff up a little, but in terms of the circumstances, but it's really cool how they're throwing this stuff in there. So that second episode got me. I don't know what it is about the animated though, like, why I have an issue with
Yeah, I kind of have similar, but it's not as extreme as yours.
well,
Once
I'm
I
sitting
get
there
it,
watching it,
once
I'm
I
like,
get
this is
into
really
it,
good.
I get into it. I get into it. Like I the Star Wars one's not so much because their animation is so different. It's almost like adult or I don't know. It's like this computer looking way of stuff. So stuff looks more like the ships look like they could be on the movie, you know, everything looks really tight. But yeah, I guess if you don't like cartoons, you don't like cartoons, but you know, I think you watch Batman Animated and did
Yeah,
some
I watched quite a bit of that, and like I'm watching the X-Men one, and I'm like, if this was live action, I'd be all over. The story's the same. I'm like, so I really need to get in. So, like I said, that second episode, I started getting more into it.
Well, there's more
So
there it's
I'm gonna keep going for sure.
the thing is it's not even if I think by watching the eight episodes, I think it's only eight. Maybe it's nine. It's not a huge investment. So like you could watch the whole thing and just say, "You know what? I like what they did, but the animation's not for me." And then you kind of know. You know,
Yeah, no, I'm definitely gonna
you'll
watch the whole
find
thing.
out. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep going. It's what is it? It's okay, 10 episodes, so that's
Yeah,
not much at
it's
all.
not too much. And
Well, half an hour each, so
they're only like 22 minutes each. If you and you I don't know if you have your app set up where you could just say skip intro, skip recap, and if you do that, it's, you know, 20 minutes.
The other thing I need to watch, which I actually did enjoy, and I don't know much about the comic book because I've read very little, was Invincible. I still have to watch the second season of that.
Yeah, I still gotta watch the second season of that too.
You watched the first season
I
though?
did, yeah, I liked it a
Yeah,
lot.
me too. I thought it was really good. I watched it while I worked,
Yeah,
so
there's
I had
there.
the iPad sitting in front of my monitor, and I'd be watching and working at the same
I
time.
can't do that. I wish I
No,
could.
I can imagine you can't.
I
Mine, even when I'm actually like preparing and doing schedules, it's so kind of routine now that I could
Yeah, I
never.
don't have routine stuff. That's the thing. So it's, I gotta think one thing and that's it. I
Yeah,
can't.
no, that makes total
I
sense.
can listen to music. That's about it. 'Cause music
Yeah.
to me is more background.
Yeah, you're doing it in the
But I
background.
can't
You're
do a
not, yeah.
podcast or any of that because it just.
If you did a podcast, you could have it in the
I
background and then
wouldn't
you
hear
turned it off.
anything. Yeah, I'd be like,
Right, you
what
wouldn't
just
have any
happened?
idea what they said.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah.
That works.
So I made it through all of the Bond films
Oh
and
my God, that's right, you did.
yeah, all of them. And I am now almost done with all the Planet of the Apes. I only have two and a half more films to go.
I've only watched the new ones. I only watched the first one.
Oh my God, they're so good. I don't know
Are
how
they
you
really
did.
good? Yeah.
Yeah, they're so good. It's a different approach, but I think with a huge amount of respect to the original threads,
Yeah.
'cause they play with the virus and how they talk about the dog and the cat virus in the originals. It's not that. It's a simian virus that causes things to happen. And they like link in, the Alzheimer's. You've seen the first one, so you kind of know.
I did. It's been a
And
long
then it
time,
just
though.
like takes off from there. It's like it is so good. And I saw Kingdom too, so I went to the theater to see that. So I won't rewatch that one 'cause it's fresh in my mind, but I'm on the last two and then I'll have to figure out what do I do next.
Yeah, what other huge franchises can you get to next that you haven't watched?
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Collector's Corner too, and seeing a lot of toys and stuff. So,
What's
I placed a bid on the Mego Planet of the Apes. I don't think I'm gonna get it, but I would.
Collector's Corner? I might like that.
Collector's Corner is a show hosted by Blair from the Facts of
Oh
Life.
no, oh the Collector's Call.
Collector's Call, yeah, that's
Yeah,
what
no,
it
I
is.
watched
Yeah,
that. I thought Collector's Corner was something that you found on
no.
YouTube.
I
Okay.
accidentally get that confused with my Gem's Collector's Corner.
Yeah,
But
that's I like that show too. They often do a lot of things right up our alley. I mean, a lot, it could be anything, but a lot of them are right up our alley.
well, even the ones that are not are fascinating to
They
me, like
really are.
motorcycles and fans and
There was one of all about the Rolling Stones, and I've never been a Rolling Stones fan,
oh,
and
I
I
don't
was
like the
absolutely
Rolling Stones, but it
fascinated.
was fascinating because
It was.
the Rolling Stones ones, that guy had like where that guy put the want ad to get the band together,
Yeah.
like in the
Yeah.
magazine. That was pretty
Yes.
incredible.
And it really is like, even though I'm not a fan of them, I can appreciate their part of rock and roll history. The fact that they're,
Yeah. Well, I
when
even
they
like
started
stuff
and
that
going
I
on.
don't care about, like Barbie, and
Yeah.
I watch them all. My favorite was Houdini, but I have like a hard on for Houdini because I just think I think the individual's a fascinating man,
I
and like
agree.
historically, and when they were doing the Houdini episode, and that guy had all the cuffs and keys and locks and jackets, and I was like, oh my God, this is incredible.
Yeah, it's nuts. But yeah, that's a good show. I'll record that on Sundays, and
Yeah.
that's another one that I'll watch on Monday morning when I start working. Turn it on and get going into stuff and have that on and watch at the same time.
But to be honest, like I had only seen the Heston film in the originals. So I was never like a huge fan. And what got me into it was that Planet of the Apes omnibus that I read from Marvel Comics, and I was like, this is awesome. And it was basically an adaptation of the first movie and then the second movie. And I thought the second was so whack and weird that I was like, I really want to watch the film. And then I just kept going. And the thing I didn't realize when with the films is it was at least with the originals, I knew what was ha I watched all of the new ones at the theater from the Mark Wahlberg one all the way forward. So like I went to the movies to see that one because the Mark Wahlberg one was the Tim Burton
You're
film,
right,
and then
yeah.
it went to Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and then the next one, and then War of the Planet of the Apes, and Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. So I watched all those at the theater. Well, I like to go to the theater. That's one of my things. Like, Daryl's just wait, it's gonna be on streaming. Like, I want to go see the Fall Guy, and he's like, it's gonna be on streaming soon. And I was like, you know what, Daryl, I like to go to the theater, and I'm gonna take advantage of it until the theaters stop, because I don't know if their life is much longer in this world.
Oh, it's kind of weird when you think about that.
Yeah, but I'm gonna enjoy it while I can.
We rarely go now with the kids, and Stacy used to always go, but one that I told her that I'd like to see is the Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh yeah. I saw Furiosa. That was awesome.
Yeah, I want to see. Excuse me, I want to see that
And
too.
the Fall Guy was great. So I don't know. I've seen everything I've seen has been really good. But yeah, I'll go see Wolverine and Deadpool for sure. But I'd go to
Yeah,
the
that should be
movies
good.
two, three times a week if I was retired. Just I just like to go to the theater. I like it for the sound. I like it for the big screen. I like it for the popcorn. I like it for my phone is not even with me.
Yeah.
I like it because it's me in the film, and that's it.
Yeah.
There's like no distractions. I can't look out the window. I don't see anything. I don't get distracted. It's just an isolation thing I like. I like that.
I'll probably do the same when I retire, is go see more movies, or even when the kids are just a bit older. And I say that just because I'll like right now it's hard. Like our mo like at least in our area, like the first movie you can't during the week isn't until like 12:20 or something like that.
Oh,
Or
like for us, it's like 9 a.m. So
yeah, we don't
we're
have
out of
early
the
ones.
theater by noon.
Yeah, so we don't have early ones. So even if I wanted to take a half day to go, I wouldn't be home in time for the kids to be home from school during the week.
Are they out of school now?
No, but so I want to make sure I'm home.
But they only have like a week left, right? Or I mean,
Yeah.
they're getting
Yep.
close.
Yeah, they've got about what's 3 weeks left.
Wow,
Including the
they
permission.
have a long our kids are already out. I mean, not my
Oh,
kids,
really?
but yeah, they're done for the
Yeah,
summer.
they have until like the 22nd or
And
so.
they don't go back until August.
Oh, well, that's probably what the difference is. Ours don't start until after Labor Day.
September?
Yeah, it's always been.
Okay. Yeah, so ours is I think 2 weeks into August, so
Yeah, so yours is early out,
yeah.
early back, and ours is a little later. So Fall Guy, was Heather Thomas in it?
Yeah.
She was.
She doesn't look very good.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
Look,
that.
well, you know how some of the actresses get work done? Like just a lot of plastic surgery and it just looks weird.
Yes.
That's what it looked like.
Oh, that's too bad.
But she's only in it for like less than a minute.
Yeah, they gave her like a little
It's one of
cameo.
those
Oh, I'm
things.
seeing a picture of her, and yeah, I see exactly what you mean.
It's after the credits. It's kind of like when the credits are ro the movie ends and then it just continues. And so then Lee Majors and Heather Thomas come on the scene to arrest somebody.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I didn't watch The Fall Guy. Like I watched all the $6 Million Man, but I never watched The Fall Guy, but now I'm a little interested to tell you the truth.
I never did either, but I just remembered her
Because
being in the credits. So.
well, I like stuntman stuff. Like I've always been like a I just enjoy stuntman stuff. Like I used to love to go to Knott's Berry Farm in California where they would do those western and do all the stunts in front of you. Like they'd have the A team and it would be all stuntman doing acting, but they're doing all the stunts as well. So
Yeah,
yeah.
that's cool.
All right, so what do you got for me here today?
I've got one more question for you.
All right.
Kickstarters,
Yeah.
G.I. Joe.
I
Yes,
have
sir.
all the compendiums, or I would have done it.
When did you get the comp? Oh, from IDW.
IDW, yeah, the hardcover compendiums.
So I'm like on the fence here because I know Image is doing them as soft covers.
And these are hard covers, the
And
$300 one with the whole set.
and they're all coming together and stuff, and it's like, do I want that or do I just want to wait as they release each one of these soft covers? And you know, who knows how long it will take them to actually solicit and then release each of them. And will it still be four? Is it going to be? I don't know if it's the same size or whatever, but I'm really, really tempted, Mike. It's
Well, I was tempted. I looked
a
into
lot of
it,
money, but
and I was like, Mike, you already have all these. Well, they never finished the hardcovers, IDW. Like they missed the, God, I think they missed like three volumes. But then I was saying I'm also trying to finish the individual issues, and I said, you know, I'll just focus on that instead because I'm so close. So that's why I didn't jump on that one.
yeah, I'm still up in the air about it. I did mention to Stacy because she's asked me about four times. She's like, "Oh, what do you want for Father's Day? What do you want for Father's Day?" I'm like, "I don't need it. I don't want anything. There's nothing that I need." Then all of a sudden, I see this Kickstarter. I'm like, "I thought of something that I'd want. I don't necessarily
You
to be
don't need it, but
spending all that money, but you know, if you want to put some money in towards
yeah,
it, you know what I mean?
yeah, it's already funded like wickedly.
I know, so I can just
Yeah.
jump on there and you know, you want to chip in, give me a little, you know, the kids can make a gift certificate
So
to it,
is the
whatever, and
deal that they are gonna put out the soft covers but not the hard covers? You have to get them through the Kickstarter. It says that.
it doesn't say that, but that's my understanding, is that there's been information that the compendiums are going to be, you know, solicited through previews, and they're going to be soft covers. But I haven't seen anything official other than I think I saw like some sort of solicitation even before I knew there was a Kickstarter about these soft cover compendiums. I don't know if they're available now to order, if they're coming, this coming previews magazine
Not
or what.
yet. I looked at the new previews.
Okay, so it's not there yet.
Nah.
Maybe next month.
Well, I didn't look at the Kickstarter and say when the expected release date was, did you?
No, I can
Yeah.
look. No, I've got a I saved it when I happened to notice it. Oh, it shows up right on my front page. I don't even have to check. Let's see. Where does it usually tell you that?
To the right, usually under funding goals and stuff like that, expected like release.
I'm not seeing anything. Yeah, I see a lot of information, but I don't see anything.
Maybe they don't have one.
I don't know. FAQ. When will I receive my rewards? The current fulfillment date estimated for domestic orders is December 2024.
Well, that's not too long.
No, that's, I mean, for all four,
Unless
that
it
would be.
says ex that they're releasing them in chunks. I don't know. That's a lot of shipping if they don't put them all out.
Yeah, they have a whole shipping little thing here because it is, I think it is going to be a little pricey. Let's see. So for the box set in the US, that's $50
Yeah.
for shipping.
And it's all the issues
It's
from Marvel or
like
what?
it's yeah, it's like crazy.
Or does it have the IDW stuff too, so it goes to 300?
No, I believe it goes to the one, was it 155? Is that what it is? I
The
forget
last
where it
Marvel
stopped.
issue?
The last Marvel issue, but it has, hang on, I'm going to tell you. I'm looking for the actual. Okay, then the collection includes every issue of the original series, G.I. Joe, Real American Hero, G.I. Joe, Special Missions, G.I. Joe and the Transformers, and the long out of print G.I. Joe, Order of Battle, and G.I. Joe, Special Number One. So it's all of it.
Oh, the G.I. Joe Special, is that the McFarlane one?
That I don't know. I wasn't even familiar with that one.
Well, he did a Snake Eyes issue, and they didn't like it. So
really?
They didn't like his art, I guess, for G.I. Joe, so they later released it as a G.I. Joe issue, and that one's worth a lot.
Wow.
Like,
so maybe that is what
G.I. Joe.
That one is.
Special. Well, I don't see it here. I don't know how. Maybe they listed it under G.I. Joe, a Real American Hero Special,
yeah,
in our
could
database.
Be. Yeah, it could be.
I'm all caught up on that book, so I'm pretty happy with it. I don't know if you're caught up, but I'm enjoying that.
Well, caught up with the current series?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm.
That Serpentor shit is insane.
It is, isn't it?
Well, Serpentor and Mindbender are declaring war on everybody.
I know.
And they're like rotting corpses. It's just like...
It's nuts.
Yeah. I like that they had Moreno, the undercover, yeah.
Yeah, that is
they
cool.
But they killed her parents. I'm like, holy
I know.
Crap.
Well, her parents were so conflicted, too. Like, so like, we're not turning our daughter in, but
well, her
like,
parents
they really
were...
believe in everything.
Well, I don't know what their issue is, but they weren't going to turn in their daughter. I mean, they turned on that guy in a heartbeat. Like, they knew when that guy, the crimson guy, came in and, like, you got to turn in your daughter. They were like, okay, and he turns his back, and they're like, screw you.
Exactly.
And they knocked him over the head, and I think they left him there alive, but they tried to leave Springfield, and that didn't quite work out.
No, that was crazy.
Yeah.
It really is good, though.
And I'm enjoying, I don't know if you're into the other books, but the Energon universe.
Yeah, I'm getting all of it.
The only one I'm behind on is Void Rivals, but God dang, this is the first time in my life, I tell you, that I've ever fallen in love with the Transformers. I am loving it, man. I don't know if, I think Daniel Warren Johnson's writing a hell of a story, and that artist guy, he's not doing the art anymore, but this other guy is. And it's like a scratchy style, but
yeah.
I find it amazing. And like, they had Devastator, and I've never been a toy guy, but if I wanted a Transformer, I'd want that Devastator that turns into the Constructicons, like
yep.
all the, oh my God. And I just love the colors on the design. And I saw him, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so awesome. And it's like, how do you even fight that?
I know.
Like, he's like, he makes the Transformers look like ants. Like, how do you fight that?
And I'm
actually starting to learn their names. And I didn't, I mean, if it wasn't Megatron and, Optimus Prime
Optimus,
Bumblebee, but I'm starting to learn all the, like, Cliffjumper and, like, all the side characters because Soundwave. Like, I'm aware of the toy because he had a little cassette player in his chest, but it's pretty fun. I'm having a blast.
You're getting into it now.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, I don't know what happened to it, but I had that Devastator thing.
Oh, my God.
It was all packaged with each individual one. They were very small.
Yeah.
Like,
but they made a big
one
later
like
on.
4 inches.
Like, I've
they
seen
were
the
really
big
small,
one.
The ones I had.
I think
it
looks like the big Galactus they released.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then when you put it together, the one that I had, you put it together, it was bigger than, maybe twice the size of a regular Transformer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had that. The only one that I still own is Soundwave. I still have my original Soundwave.
Yeah, I'm surprised how much I've clicked with me. Like, it's, and I'm enjoying, I like a Cobra Commander and Duke. I like Duke a little bit more, but I'm enjoying those a lot.
I think that they're The Cobra Commander and the Duke one,
Yeah.
absolutely fantastic.
Oh, I thought they were great.
Yeah.
Well, I love how they're all intertwined. Like everything matter, like it's this continuity that every book in there, I mean, A Real American Hero sits outside, but all that others all the other books are in like in the Energon universe.
Yeah. I am re I really like how they're doing rolling out the new G.I. Joe. They're doing it slowly with these miniseries. You know, they got
Yeah.
Duke, Cobra Commander, they're gonna have Scarlet coming up, and Destro, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, eventually they're gonna release a G.I. Joe book that's part of the Energon universe, and I'll be really looking forward to that.
Are you all caught up on it pretty much or?
Anything that's come out in the past 2 or so weeks, I haven't gotten yet,
You know the
but
one thing I don't like in Duke? And I don't know if it's just me, but I don't like how Hawk is like doing everything behind his back. Like he's sort of manipulating him.
he manipulated him to, you know, from the start, like, and to get him to join the team, it seems.
Yeah, but
You know?
he manipulates him like even with the Baroness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah.
Like, but he makes it, and then he like put him on the run.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, you're right.
I just don't. They're on the same team.
It's like,
He made him. It made him look like, okay, he's like, hey, one of these robots killed my friend, right? He killed my friend, and he goes to tell Hawk, and it's like, Hawk is like, that's not at your level, and this didn't happen, and classification, blah blah blah, and. And then he just goes and does his own thing. It's almost like he's trying to mold him, but it's weird. It's very
Yeah.
weird.
It'll be interesting to see if they continue that type of personality for Hawk as it goes. Is he like a type of person who's just manipulates whoever, no matter what, just to get them to do what he wants at the end? Or if this is this just a weird take on him in this one? I'd be interested to see.
Yeah. I do
But
like
yeah.
how they have the, just in all the G.I. Joe books, the bad guys you can never trust. You can never, they don't, they'll go against each other like in the flip of a switch.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes,
That's their downfall. Or
they've got.
they would probably take out Joe like if they really wanted to.
They have their own factions, and like
Yeah, they have their own
Narcan and his group is
agendas
one,
and
and Destro and
yeah, that's
Baroness.
their that hurts them.
Yep. Yeah, they all want their own thing, and
And
they
the
can't.
dreadnoughts and
Yeah. The Cobra
yeah.
Commander was really good. I don't think it's over yet.
Yeah, it is. It finished.
Okay, I don't have five yet. But yeah, that one was really good too. I really like what they were doing with that one.
Yeah. But
Very
that one
interesting.
even is there's betrayal in that.
Yeah.
'Cause it seemed like
Yeah.
he has allegiance to the that snake cult or whatever that you want to call him and
Yep.
globulus or whatever they're, and he's they sort of break up, you know?
Yeah, and then he's gonna form his own thing, I assume, in Cobra, you know.
Yeah. And then the real series, those cyborgs, those are crazy how they just hit the self-destruct button and they work for Mindbender and they just blow themselves up
Oh,
after they're done.
yeah.
They go in,
Yes.
do the job, and then boom.
And even like with Transformers, they're not pulling any punches. Like, he killed Bumblebee like off screen, like right away.
I know, and almost Megatron. I mean,
I
not
know.
Mega. Well, Megatron is sort of betrayed by what is his name? Starscream?
Starscream, yeah.
Yeah. And then Meg what is his name? The main guy with that's the diesel.
With who? Optimus Prime?
Optimus Prime, he almost died too. Didn't that guy
Yeah.
Sparky save him?
Yeah.
I don't understand how he saved him.
No, I don't either.
It's like
But
something to do with the energon or something like that.
yeah, it's like your own body's.
Well, he got sucked into it, and it looks like he's like has an imprint in his memory bank of him now.
Yeah.
And then he's protecting the son, and then you have that girl Carly that just wants to kill all of them
Yeah,
because
she's pissed
her
off.
father died, and RC, I mean, it's taking her as a mentee
Yep.
kind of thing.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I'm
It's really
excited,
interesting.
man.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Transformers, who would have known?
I would have not known you if you had told me that. I would have been that'd be the one that I'm just getting because it's in the universe, but you don't know how excited I was with those Devastator pages. I was like, oh my God. And then he just turns into like a little dump truck and takes the body of Starscream
Yep.
off.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, Soundwave wiped that guy's clean as slate, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean they're really, they must have gotten permission, from whatever, Hasbro, I guess,
Yeah, it surprises me of
to
what
do
they're
whatever they
doing and
want.
getting the permission.
Yeah. It's like,
But
yeah, go
I think
ahead.
it's getting people like reinvigorated in the
I
properties,
think
that's
so
for
too.
sure.
Yeah. I think it's a different time too, where the toy companies, they get money for a license, and I think they probably realize at this point it's not, for the most part, the comic books aren't generating huge
Sales
toy
for the
sales.
yeah the toy
Yeah.
sales. Well,
No.
I think it's smart too because they can take that stuff into film. And I don't know if you watched the latest Transformers movie, but
No, the one with the animals.
oh my God, you need to watch that.
Yeah, me and Zach wanted to watch it. We just
I
never
want to
got back.
spoil something for you, but damn
Wait,
it,
I think I
it's
already know. You can tell me. I don't
it,
care.
well
I
it,
think I
it's
already
it, it's well it's the it's got the G.I. Joe
Yeah.
shit in it.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. So that's really cool.
So it's like kind of like what we're seeing on the page, you know?
Yeah. It's really cool.
They did let Tom Scholey do what he wanted to, so in all fairness, it's not like Robert Kirkman go do what you want. When he did G.I. Joe Transformers, he did his own thing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's true.
And that's not for everybody. For sure. Like I think traditional G.I. Joe Transformers people hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. He had that very you've seen Tom Scioli's style, right? And
Yeah, uh-huh.
yeah, they just it didn't go traditionally with what they're used to, you know, in the
Yeah.
cartoons and the it was very
Yeah,
non-traditional.
it is, but I don't know. It's well done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but what do you got for us?
All right, so I only have two today because of my system issues here, but I ran out of time. But the first one that I have is Avengers 92. And this was another one of them that I got from that comics, my comic store there, that they just had, I don't remember how much they were, a couple dollars each. They're really beat up, but still all complete. So the cover of this one is, you have disgraced the name of the Avengers. Go then, be Avengers no more, for all things must end. And that's Cap and Thor and Iron Man pointing to Giant Man, Vision, Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, they're leaving in shame. So this one starts apparently just prior to this issue. The Avengers fought off the Kree that were trying to invade the Earth with the help of Captain Marvel, the Avengers managed to stop them. At this time, the Avengers are those four that I said on the cover are walking away. It's Giant Man, who's actually Clint Barton, Hawkeye. He's Giant Man at this time. And we got Vision, Scarlet Witch, and Quicksilver. Those are the actual active Avengers. So we catch up with them at the Avengers Mansion, and they're kind of relaxing at this point. Just kind of discussing the fact that they just managed to stave off that invasion, and now they're gonna, they're gonna take some well-deserved rest. But Jarvis comes running in, and he's in a panic, and he shows them the front page of the Daily Bugle, and it says right on there that there's an alien plot to conquer. Or it says alien plot to conquer Earth disclosed. So what you come to learn from the previous issue is that there were the fight was up in Alaska at this facility, and the Avengers convinced the three technicians that were manning that station that they needed to keep this quiet, keep this secret, because they didn't want to induce a worldwide panic about the Kree coming to Earth. So the technicians agreed to do so. Apparently, one or more then changed their mind and actually reported it to the newspaper. So now the world is panicking. They know that the entire planet was taken was tried to take over by an alien race. They see here that the Avengers stopped them. However, the president quickly puts together a commission on alien activities, and leading it is a I believe he's a senator. I don't know if it says here, but his name's H. Warren Craddock, and he understands that superhero Captain Marvel has helped the Avengers, and it's his understanding that Captain Marvel is actually an alien and a Kree himself, and so they would like him to turn himself in. He goes further and says that he's in possession of a list of 153 model citizens, he has that in quotes, who are actually alien spies. So his plan is to ferret them all out, even if it leads to the Avengers Mansion. So right at that point, Captain Marvel himself comes walking in and suggests that maybe he should give himself up. There is some debate on that. Most of the Avengers say, absolutely not. You're a hero. You helped save the Earth. Clint is kind of like, well, yeah, he absolutely is not a spy, but maybe he should turn himself in to calm everyone down, and then he can, officially clear, explain himself and clear his name. And Vision, says, well, if, somebody just for being this alien, has to be imprisoned, then what happens when they come for androids next? What, and then mutants and so on and so forth. So, they're still discussing this when a helicopter comes and starts to land on the Avengers roof, but something goes wrong and it has engine trouble and it starts falling. So Captain Marvel flies out, manages to slow it down, and Carol Danvers comes out. She has had association with Captain Marvel, and she's there to actually talk to him and provide a safe haven. So after some talking, they decide that they're going to take Carol up on this. And just as they finish that discussion, some planes come flying low, circling the mansion, and they're shield planes. And Fury and Dum Dum are in one, and he's like, "Yeah, we gotta keep our eye for Captain Marvel. Even that's what our orders are, even if we don't like it." So they again they start talking some more, and Carol Danvers says that she's not part of any agency at this point. She's taken a leave of absence from the security team she was on, and she wants to take Captain Marvel away until things cool down. So finally, as I said, they agree to do so. They get into one of the Avengers Quinjets, and they're able to sneak through a hole in the coverage of the airplane circling. And even though Shield starts chasing them, they don't have the speed to outrun a Quinjet. So Quinjet manages to escape through. Craddock then calls Fury, and he's outraged that that they'd let them escape. And he's like, "What are you talking about? I'm trying to do my job here," and so on and so forth. And then he hangs up on him. And Dum Dum even asks him, he's like, "Why did you order such a loose formation?" So Fury did do it on purpose to let Captain Marvel escape. So anyhow, they're still in the mansion. The rest of them, the four Avengers plus Rick Jones is there too. And this quickly, there's protests right outside the mansion now. Everyone's hooting and hollering and stuff, and you know, saying things against the Avengers, saying things against Captain Marvel. And this big guy starts punching this little guy with glasses, and that's enough for Clint. So he increases his size. He jumps down there and he hauls the big guy up and, you know, says, "That's enough of that." And the big guy goes, "Harvey, hurry up and serve him." And then the little guy gets you know, out from his overcoat a summons to be, so they were working together to draw somebody out of the mansion so they could serve him with papers. And so the very next morning they actually go to court, and they start to this committee, the Alien Activities Commission. And the first people they're going to hear from are the technicians, and then the Fantastic Four are there too. And Avengers, some of the Avengers start asking why, and it's because they were the first ones to encounter the Kree. So they interview, the committee interviews the technicians first, and you know, they basically are really, really panic stricken about this, all of these aliens. And you know, they said, "Yeah, the Avengers rescued us, but you know, I heard that Captain Marvel's a Kree, and you know, then the Avengers came to us and tried to swear us to secrecy. So like, is it because they didn't want the world to panic, or is it so, you know, Captain Marvel wouldn't be captured?" So they're leading some doubt as to why they were keeping a secret. Mr. Fantastic is then called, and he's, you know, he gives some information about the Kree in general. He says he's never met Captain Marvel himself, so he can't have a take on that. But, you know, he says that if the Avengers say that he's no threat, then, you know, I would agree with their judgment. Thing is not so nice. He's like, "The Avengers, what Avengers? The Avengers I knew were Thor, Iron Man, guys like that. Like, I don't know any of these guys. They might be okay, but I don't know them." And, you know, but I do know that Captain Marvel was here, and they let him escape. So, you know, he's not doing the Avengers any favors with his testimony.
Right.
And that gets Clint really pissed off, and he actually starts lunging across to the other side of the courtroom, and the rest of the Avengers have to basically tell him to chill out before a fight breaks out right in the courtroom. And so then, you know, Craddock is like, "Okay, now I'm going to call the Avengers to the stand first as the Vision." And Vision starts, you know, saying, "You know, I'm an android." You know, they ask if he's an android, and he said, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, then your testimony has no value. A robot can only parrot what others tell him to do." He's like, I don't need you. I need the traitors behind you." And, you know, then Vision tries to protest, saying that he's an android and so on and so forth. And they don't want to hear it. So, Rick Jones is also there, and he's with the Avengers. And before they take take somebody else to the stand, he's thinking, he's trying to remember a dream. He's like, "Wait a minute, I had a dream last night. And what was it? And then he remembers that he sees in his dream, he saw Captain Marvel and Carol going up to that farmhouse, the secluded place that Carol wanted to keep him safe at. And Marvel went through the front door, and then all of a sudden you see all these weird like tentacles grabbing him. And Rick like exclaims out into the courtroom, "No, that wasn't a dream. I know it wasn't. I got to help him." So he like bolts out of the courtroom. So whether or not he's right, whether or not Carol was involved, we don't know, but the implication here is that Carol betrayed Captain Marvel and set him up to be captured somehow by something. But of course, the other thing is that something was lying in wait for him without Carol's knowledge. We don't know that at this point. But anyhow, Craddock at this point, because Rick Jones runs out, he adjourns the session until the next day. So the rest of the Avengers, they leave. They make their way back to the mansion, and they see it's like beaten up. Windows are all broken. The door's open. There's people. You know, the whole outside has been pelted with rotten fruit. They go in, and Jarvis is a mess. And says, "I tried to stop them. The whole inside is destroyed." Protesters came. They actually came right in as soon as the rest of them left, and they broke through the door and just destroyed the entire place. And there was nothing that Jarvis could do to stop them. And who shows up at that point but Cap, Iron Man, and Thor? And this is where we get the cover from. And he's like, he doesn't agree with anything that they've done. Cap's the one talking because he knows them the best, being on the team with them in the past. And he thinks that they acted very irresponsibly in letting Captain Marvel escape. And at this point, by the authority of their bylaws, the three of those founding members are declaring the Avengers disbanded. And Iron Man goes on to say that, you know, better to have no Avengers than those who have disgraced the name. So they take off, and then that's the end, is that the four active Avengers turn around and leave and tell Jarvis, you know, okay, this is it. Let Tony Stark know. And Jarvis is like, all right, I'll tidy up the place a bit and then lock up. And then that's the end of the issue. So where we go next, to be determined. But yeah, this was a good one. I've never read it before. I've never read this like era really before.
Did you shed some tears?
I did not shed any tears, but it was a very, very well done.
Yeah,
And you know what? I should say that that the writer was this at the time. It was Roy Thomas, and Zell Buscema was the artist. So good stuff.
that is cool.
Yeah, that's a good one. So what do you got?
So I got a Untold Tales of Spider-Man minus one.
Oh.
So I'm one of those guys that didn't support the 99-cent comics back in the day.
I didn't either. I bought
I
like
don't
the
I don't
first
know I don't
issue, and
know
that was it.
why, but like it's like we did something bad, Rob, because we're supposed to tell them we like these lower priced comics.
Right?
Yeah.
I know.
No, we want to spend $1.99. We don't want to spend 99 cents or whatever it was at the time.
Do you think it was a? It was almost like a subconscious. Like these are only 99 cents. They're not as good. Like they're not going to be as well done or as good as the regular series that are more expensive. I don't remember thinking that consciously, but I wonder if that's where my head was, and that's why I didn't keep buying them. I bought like the first issue and dropped them.
I don't know if for me personally, probably was the 90s, and let's see, what year was this? This was 1997. So that was like after the fall of the, I think 94, 95 was the crash. So like I don't know. I just know that at this time I wasn't getting a lot of Marvel. But I don't know why I stopped or didn't jump on this. But we did what we should, you know, vote with our wallets. We should have said, yeah, 99 cents. I'm going to get Avengers Unplugged, Fantastic Four Unplugged, X-Men, and was it Professor X and the X-Men, and Untold Tales of Spider-Man. And there might have been like a Marvel Edge one. I don't remember. But,
Yeah, we messed up though.
yeah, well, it's Kurt Busiek too. It wasn't like they were throwing us a name that we hadn't heard of before.
Right.
But this was written. This was a minus one issue, and I haven't read a lot of these, but the ones that I have read, they weren't just like blow off issues. They were like big issues. Like the Ghost Rider one was showing that Danny Ketch and Blaze were related and all kinds of stuff. Like they were like going back into the past and telling you a flashback that of something you didn't know. And this opens up with Stan Lee in a James Bond pose with the gun. He says, "In case you didn't catch the name, it's Lee, Stan Lee. Wait, before you storm Marvel's office and demand your money back, our story isn't about me. This isn't even a real gun." He says, "No, the real danger man will affect the life of our wondrous wall crawler even before he was born. Then the magic of your imagination come back with me to a fateful evening over 25 years ago." So he's telling you the story of the Parkers, which you know that they were spies, and you're getting to know them a little bit. This was written by Roger Stern and John Romita Sr. with Al Milgrom Inks.
Wow, how do
That's
you like that?
pretty big. Well, I mean, that's a name you didn't hear too much in 1997,
Oh no. Yeah, not at
So
all.
that was pretty big. So you got some big like creators on this coming back to do this particular issue. And it was very James Bondish, which I've been in the mood. I've watched all the films, so this really clicked with me. It opens up with Peter's father going aboard a yacht and finding this woman that's kind of like an evil baroness, and she detects that he's there, shoots him in the shoulder, and then it takes Mary to save him, Richard a Parker, and she does save him and brings him to shore, and it tells the history of how they became spies. He was in the military essentially, and then got introduced to Nick Fury, and then Nick Fury bought him in as a spy. And then she was had a desk job doing translations, and then he brought her into the spy world, and that's how they got into the spy world. And it shows them going after the Countess again later on, but the Countess does get away. But what it does is it links the parents to Wolverine. So they have this masked guy who's working with the Baroness, and it turns out that that's Baron Strucker. So he was torturing Logan here, trying to get more information out of him, and they ended up rescuing freeing Logan and then getting away, and Strucker and the Baroness did escape. But at the end of it, they go to the doctor because he has to take her in because she was injured, and they find out she was pregnant with Peter. And then you get a Petey story by Fred Hempback, telling a story of Miss Watson, or what is Mary Jane's aunt,
Anna.
Anna, sending Peter to get a package at a toy store, and paying Peter $1. Well, Flash Thompson hears that he's gonna get $1, and he's like, "Wow, that's some ice cream sodas." So he wants to hijack the situation and get the package himself, and then get the dollar so he can go get ice cream sodas. And Peter's like, "No, I'll do this for free." But Baron Strucker's in this too, and he has a kid going to the same toy store to get it, and the packages get mixed up. And essentially, Pete's gets run over because Flash tries to steal it, and that's the package that Baron Strucker wanted, and the package that had a water gun in it for Flash was Flash's mom didn't want him to find out, so he had Anna pick it up, so that he ended up destroying his. The water gun actually went to the Baron. Yeah, it was kind of funny, in Hempback style,
Of course.
but it was pretty good.
That's awesome.
There's an ad in here for Alpha Flight number 1 by Scott Clark
Oh.
and Stiegel, so it's the second volume, I'd imagine.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, that's right. I kept up with most of the Alpha Flight
I don't think I
series.
have the second volume. I mean, most of them I do have, but I don't think I have this one. The first one, I'm still missing like a handful towards the end.
I was just gonna ask you that, how you are with the first series. I'm missing a lot. Like at a certain number, I basically stopped getting them, and then I've gone back and gotten a few here or there from like dollar bins, but the
Wow,
majority of
I
them.
do have this series. I swear I don't remember reading it. So like if I have it, I probably didn't read it. But I have the entire one.
I wish that they would do a
Except for
regular
minus
series
one.
again. I'd love to see another. I was hoping that when they did that one last year, that they were
The
gonna,
mini series,
yeah,
yeah.
that they were gonna continue it as a ongoing or something. But you know, it wasn't to be. But I always have a soft spot for Alpha Flight.
I did enjoy them quite a bit when they kicked off, when it was
Oh
Burn.
God, it was incredible.
But I started to bounce out, like, I think in the 70s. That was
It,
when
issue 70s.
it was James Hundle and John Clamme doing
I'll be
it.
honest, I'm not sure that I got that far.
Yeah, it's the set. It's like seven, almost 70 when I dropped out.
Yeah, you I think you got farther than I did. I might have gotten like to 50 or 50, you know, somewhere in the 50s, and then I dropped off. But yeah, that first like 2 years, those are good comics, good stories.
Yeah, I gotta finish it at some point.
You know, there was the one that I got into. It was oh God, what issue was it? I don't even remember, but it might have been like issue, yeah, 14. Here it is. Issue 14 was the first one I saw on the racks, and I grabbed it, and I'm reading it, and it was the first time as a kid that I saw in a comic book a real place that I had been to, because it was showing all these sites in Toronto.
Oh
And
yeah.
I'd been to, you know, Toronto, being from here. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. Like, I actually recognize, like, you know, whatever it is, like the
Yeah.
tower and stuff, like the Skyline Tower and stuff. I'm like, oh, this is really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that is cool.
That was my first introduction to Alpha Flight, and then I went back and I got all the back issues, the 1 through 12 back issues. And that time,
Isn't
some
12 the big issue where he dies, or?
yeah, yep,
Yeah.
yeah. They showed like the cover or whatever, everyone in the in gun sights, and saying like one of these people will die or something like that.
Yeah.
And you never thought it would be the leader
That's
of the,
right.
yeah, that was good.
Guardian.
Yeah. All right, you want me to do the next one?
Sure.
Okay. I was looking around for something to do, and I don't know something to read. I was going to pick the Rob Liefeld Avengers,
Oh, interesting.
because I never have read it. But
Yeah.
when I went there, it said that my subscription's not active anymore, and I thought it renewed. I didn't tell it not to renew, so now I'm gonna have to go in and figure out. But I didn't want to take the time, so I'm gonna have to do that now, or today rather. But
You should have
maybe
signed up for that auto renewal.
I thought I did, but I guess maybe I didn't.
Yeah, either that or
I
your
knew
card expired.
my reminder, like when it was going to be up, in case I didn't want to auto renew, but I
Yeah.
was auto renew. I guess not, but at this point, maybe I can scrounge
Mine
out.
might be on a boundary though when I get my new card. And you know how that 3-digit code usually changes, and
Yep,
yeah, so I don't
and
know
that's the
what's
other
gonna
thing I was thinking
happen.
too. I'm like, is it the wrong card?
Yeah.
Not card anymore or what? But so anyhow, I switched over to the DC one because I knew that that one was still active, and I decided to read Aquaman number 1 from 1991, which
Ah,
was
Aquaman
which I
91.
Aquaman number 1 from
Number
1991
one.
from
Is this the hook?
Sean McLaughlin and Ken Hooper. No, it is before the hook.
Oh, okay, gotcha. This is the
Yeah.
mini. Oh no, this is the.
Yeah, it's a series, but I've never read any of these.
This is like 18 issues or something.
Yeah, it's a shorter one.
Yeah, it's the shorter one.
So I decided to read this one, and in the beginning of it, it just shows, how do you pronounce this? Poseidonis. Poseidonis? It's one of the cities in Atlantis. And just talking about how calm it usually is and stuff, and saying that now things change, and it's surrounded by submarines, and submarines missiles at the protective dome. Then it cuts over to Aquaman, and he's just talking about him in general, being that this is the first issue, and what he's done in the past, who he is, so on and so forth, and that he's specifically, they say, he's alone. So basically, that he belongs everywhere and feels at home nowhere, basically is what it says. So after that one page, it shows a beach in California where a whale, a humpback whale, has beached itself, and you see all these people pouring water on it, and Aquaman comes up from the ocean, and an oceanographer, calls his attention and says, this whale won't let us get her back into the ocean. So Aquaman, touches the whale and says, "Oh, her son is dead, and she beached herself from grief." So he starts to, using his telepathy and talking to the whale, and convinces the whale that there's more to live for. And they all work at, or basically Aquaman pretty much solo grabs some ropes around the whale and manages to get her back out into sea, and then he takes off. Now, throughout this issue, we're cutting back and forth between what Aquaman's doing and what's going on in Poseidonis. There's the king there is King Thessaly, and they're at in his throne room, and they're talking, and they're like, "We can't, we never expected an attack of this magnitude, and all of our defenses are almost depleted. We're going to have to get you to safety, sire." And also, we've always had Aquaman in the past, and we need him. And he says, yes, definitely. He sends people out to try to find Aquaman because nobody's seen him. So they're all different people from Poseidonis are going different directions to try to find Aquaman. Now we cut back to the South Atlantic, and he sees, do you remember Porm, the dolphin, Porm?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, so he happens to come across Porm, and there's all these there's a fisher a big fishing boat that catches fish in a net and stuff, and it shows Aquaman right on the deck, and the fisherman, the captain, is actually saying, it's like, "I spent $100,000 outfitting this rig, and we're still killing porpoise. They can swim out of the net. The net was designed for it, but they won't. And they won't let the divers help them. Why?" And so he dives into the water, and he's asking Porm what's going on. And Porm's like, "You're not a dolphin. You can't understand." And so it never answers as to what's going on. I guess this is probably what's really happening at this time in real life. And I'm assuming, like, scientists can't figure out why it looks like dolphins should be able to escape this net and don't. That's my only guess, is that this is based on real life and nobody knows why it's happening. But anyhow, he manages to rescue the dolphins and get them safe. Go back to Poseidonis again, and there's an announcement that Aquaman's been summoned, and they don't know why they're being attacked. However, it's not going well. And they said they had a misunderstanding with the surface people, and people are asking, "Well, what was the misunderstanding?" And they don't want to say. So what exactly is going on, we don't know. However, then we cut to a newscast, and it sounds as if there's this made up nation here called Omland, Oum Land, and it sounds as if they were attacked unprovoked by Poseidonis, and so they started attacking back. And now at this point, They announced they're going to annex the continent of Atlantis after this happened, and cuts to the United Nations, and Omland is just talking and basically saying, you know, we're only defending ourselves. Soviet Union's upset, saying, you know, why, you know, this seems excessive, and you know, they got nuclear weapons, also the nuclear subs rather, and Soviet Union wants to know where Omland got nuclear equipment, and they said, well, we don't have any responsibility to tell you where we're getting our weapons, and you know, we're not none of you are involved in this conflict, and unless there's a representative from Poseidonis, you know, we don't need to explain ourselves here. We go to Omland itself in the palace of the prime minister, and he's talking to somebody that you don't see who he is. And the prime minister is just saying they didn't anticipate a reaction. We were the ones that were attacked. Why is the world asking us questions, and so on and so forth. And the guy he's talking to wants to know if there's been any sign of Aquaman. He said, no. And the guy says again, you know, without Aquaman, the city doesn't have any defense. And Prime Minister asks some more questions, and this guy in the shadow says, oh, and since when are you making the decisions, Prime Minister? So we don't know who this guy is, but apparently he's calling all the shots, and the Prime Minister is a puppet to him. So we cut back to the Atlantic again, and Porm's still with Aquaman, just swimming around, and we just catch Aquaman helping a large boat that had been stranded against some coral. And Porm's asking, you know, why do you help? And he's like, you know, I help everybody that's in need, whether it's, you know, your people or humans. And then he kind of reminisces for a bit about Mara and his son, and how his son was killed by Black Manta. And at that point, you know, Mara turned against him and started to attack, and then took off. So he's just kind of in, he's just really, really upset and depressed. And one of the Poseidonis, this woman comes up behind him and says, oh, your majesty. So finally somebody has found him. We cut to Volko in Poseidonis, and he's like, Atlantis has four religions. I believe in none of them, but all else has failed. So he starts praying to Poseidon for them to find Aquaman, because otherwise the city is definitely going to be destroyed any minute. And who is this? I don't know who this guy is, but it's in New York. It might be Maxwell Lord. I don't know, but could be somebody totally unrelated. But he wants to talk to the Justice League. And he wants to know about Poseidonis and Aquaman, and he wants their help. So I don't know what's going to happen with that, but Poseidonis continues to be under siege. They cut to the Justice League mountain, which they had at the time, and Blue Beetle's yelling at Martian Manhunter, saying, you know, why won't you let us go help him? You know, he used to be one of the League, and he's your friend. And Martian Manhunter's like, things were different. And Blue Beetle says, bite the old League, John. And he takes off. I don't know if he's going to help or if he's just angry, but it's possible Blue Beetle and some others might come to assist. But anyhow, this Poseidonis citizen, this woman who found Aquaman, explains what's happened. He asks how long they've been under siege. And she says, 3 days, follow me. So he follows her, and next thing you know, he's crashing through one of the subs of Omland and saying, you know, if you need to turn around right now, why are you attacking these people? And he first says, why are you attacking my? And then he realizes what he's saying, and he changes my to these people. The commander of the sub is like, why have we? He's like, what do you expect when our ships are attacked? And so Aquaman's very surprised to hear this, and He's like, yes, we were attacked by Poseidonis. And Aquaman says, you've been misinformed. You will withdraw. And the commander doubts that Aquaman can do anything against their entire fleet. And he demonstrates right on board there that he can pretty much do what he needs to do. And he starts, you know, destroying different rudders and pieces of equipment and stuff. And before you know it, the entire fleet has been ordered to turn around. So that's what they do. They turn around and he goes, Aquaman goes to Poseidonis and everyone's cheering him, Aquaman, Aquaman. And Aquaman thinks to himself that everyone is expecting so much more than he can give. And he turns to look at the base of the Poseidon statue, and Vulko is just lying there, seemingly dead, when an explosion occurs right at the base of it, and it sends Aquaman flying. And then the last thing you see is a destroyed Poseidon statue with just the arm of Vulko coming out from the rubble, as well as you barely see Aquaman, his head and a shoulder. He's buried in the rubble as well. You see another missile from Omland shooting back into that same spot. And then you see a caption just in saying, Mr. Prime Minister, Act 2 has begun. So next issue is Aquaman versus Omland. So apparently more on the way with what's going on there. Like I said, I never read this series, but this was a enjoyable enough issue, and definitely one that if you hadn't been you know, up on your Aquaman, you would know everything you need to know about him, and then be able to enjoy this story. Yeah, that's a good one.
Cool deal.
Yeah.
So you normally have a Marvel one too, and you didn't. It expired at some point.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go back to see what happened, but I'll look for another discount code and I'll sign back up for it.
Yeah. The one I'm going to talk about just showed up on the app.
Okay.
So I didn't read this series back in the day. Maybe it was around the same time frame as this. It was called Rampaging Hulk. Mm-hmm. I have the magazines, but I don't have the comic.
Oh.
And
okay.
It was 1998, so yeah, a year later. But they wanted to.
Mike, I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm just looking, and I did get an email last month saying that the scheduled payment couldn't be processed because my credit card expired.
There you go.
That's what it was.
But see, that's what happens.
Yep.
Is.
And I didn't even notice the email.
Yeah.
I went and did a search just now.
No, because usually when your credit card renews, too, the three-digit code changes.
Right.
So they can't. They can't process it.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
And when you first said it, I was thinking it was your comic base auto renewal.
Oh no.
So
no,
I was
no.
a little confused. Because I signed up for that too.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
But that's the one that's gonna probably bite me is the comic base auto renewal.
I make sure that I do it every. It's around Christmas time. They always have that sale.
Do you love the database as much as I do? I just love it.
Like, now that I mean, I've had it. You've had it way longer than I have.
Yeah.
But having it as long as I have, I just honestly, I don't. I can't imagine not having it. Like.
Oh yeah, it's like.
If he said we're doing away with it, we're not going to support it anymore. I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
I just keep doing it myself.
Yeah, I mean, I would too. I just do it as I go.
Yeah,
but
that's
because
what I would do.
It's just, I mean, it's all right there. I don't have any other way.
I don't
now.
Have to do any of the stuff except for like Kickstarters.
Right.
Or sometimes I get a collected edition they don't have, and I have to enter that. But other than that, it has everything.
Yeah, it's
including
so
magazines.
Convenient.
So I'm pretty happy.
So convenient.
Yeah, this was Rampaging Hulk, and I guess this was close to their financial woes and bankruptcy, but they were having success with Peter David's Hulk, and they decided to launch another book called Rampaging Hulk led by Glenn Greenberg. I don't know if he's related to Tom Greenberg, but Tom Greenberg was an artist. But artist was Rick Leonardi, who I know mostly from Spider-Man 2099,
Oh, yeah.
and Dennis Cohen. Dennis Cohen does the second story because there's two stories in this one. But what this goes back into some early days of Untold Tales of it's this is like the Untold Tales of the Hulk, except they didn't discount the price. this wasn't the 99 cents. This was close to after it ended. I liked it so much though that I just added these to my comic shop order. They're not expensive. There's only six issues of them. But it was very interesting to revisit the Hulk, because there's certain things I forgot. Like, I forgot that I can't believe I forgot this, but I forgot that Talbot married Betty.
Oh, I forgot that too.
So Betty Ross was always the love interest of Bruce Banner, and Talbot married her. But it's weird because he like comes home and say, we're going after the Hulk, Betty, and she goes, please make sure that you don't kill Bruce, you know.
Yeah.
And all he's thinking in the back of the head is, you don't love me. You married me for convenience because you couldn't marry him. He's a monster. But it opens up with General Ross and Major Talbert talking to the media about Gamma Base, and I didn't realize that they at the time that they were trying to help with gamma radiation as well as contain the Hulk. I always thought they were just after the Hulk, but they were using gamma technologies to try to invent cures for other things and help with the energy and all kinds of stuff. So that he's promoting all the positive as along with the negative. And they're like, we're gonna go after the Hulk, but we're gonna do it differently this time because he always beats us. We're gonna go after Bruce, but they like have spies out there looking for Bruce Banner. The funny part of this is Bruce gets a job as a janitor at some gamma facility, and he's in a janitor's outfit in all purple, like the color of his pants. He's in like this jumpsuit that is the same color of typical Hulk pants. So you know they made that color so when he turns to the Hulk, all everything will vanish except for his crotch area. But he's working there and he exposes himself to more gamma radiation to try to find a cure. And it somehow like almost works, but this is at the same time they're getting ready to invade the facility and go after Bruce. And he's like mutated into half Bruce, half Hulk. But he's not powerful, so they capture him, and they contain him, and they bring him in. Meanwhile, in Bruce's mind, Bruce and the Hulk are fighting, and Hulk's doing the same thing he always is saying, you're trying to get rid of me. I want to smash you. You know, he always wants to kill Bruce Banner, and Bruce wants to get rid of him. And it looks like Bruce has the upper hand in the mindscape, but at the end of the issue, the Hulk takes over. And then there's a second story that's really odd because I had to look this guy's name up and I'm gonna have to do it again. And I should know. Oh, Stillwell. I didn't know who
Oh,
Still.
Stillwell from the
Yeah.
Shield?
Well, I don't know if it's Stillwell from what is Stillwell from Shield's role? Is he smart?
Yeah.
Is he a scientist?
I'm not
Did he
sure that he
cre
was a
did he
scientist.
did he, well, this guy created, I think this is a different Stillwell. I think it's
Does he
the
have, what does he look like?
I think it's the Stillwell. Well, in this it's hard to tell because he's a long-haired teenage kid in this one. This
Oh,
is
right.
an untold tale.
Yeah.
But Stillwell is a geek and he's being picked on by another guy that's wearing a shirt that says, I'm the Hulk or something like that. I don't even know why this short existed, but it's kind of fun. He's getting picked on, and this Stillwell guy is, for a geek, he's not backing down until the actual Hulk shows up, and Hulk is like right behind the other guy, and he's got, "You got shirt? Why are you picking on boy?" and all this. But I think the Stillwell is the guy who created the Max Gargan Scorpion outfit.
Oh, okay. So this is a different guy.
That's a different guy, I think.
Yeah.
So I Googled him and that came up, and I said, well, that makes sort of sense because he's a scientist guy. But I have to look back and see who the Shield guy is just to make sure. But anyway, that was a quick short, and I enjoyed this. It was very entertaining for what it was, even though it wasn't giving me anything new. It was a good untold tale of stuff. I did like the Betty and Talbert scenes. Those were pretty good. And the opening scene where they were briefing the reporters was interesting because I always see them after the Hulk on a military base in New Mexico, but I never see them trying to do good things with the media, with the technology. So it was kind of interesting to see that perspective.
That's cool.
And then I just had one more. I know you only had two, but I'm reading Guardians of the Galaxy on the app, but I have the series. So of these, I have the comics of the first and the last book I talked about, and I don't have Rampaging Hulk. But I did read I am rereading the Guardians of the Galaxy because this is the version I don't remember very well.
Which one is this
The
one?
Valentino era with
Oh, okay.
Charlie
Yes.
27 and Martin X and the non-popular Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
This is what got him into Image, though, so it was popular in the 90s, I guess. But it's in the 30th century, and they just got out of this thing called the Corgi War, where they were fighting off these aliens, and they're searching for Captain America's shield, but so is another organization called the Force, and the Force actually beats them to the shield. Vance Astro wants the shield, Cap shield, and they actually have like a contest of champions kind of thing to get to the shield, which is kind of neat. You have two pairs of guardians go off and two pieces of the Force go off to try to find something, and they fight, and then somebody wins, and then it eventually has Interface, who's the leader of the Force, getting the shield before Vance gets it, and then Vance wants to fight for it, but Vance is in that weird armor. Vance Astro and Interface sort of knows about his injury that he had before and tears the costume in the exact same place where he was injured, and sort of just takes him out like that was easy, and he claims the shield. So Interface has the shield, like, "I have Cap shield," and he's like He-Man, right? "I am the power," like, "I have the power," but there's nothing there. He was expecting to like find a Green Lantern ring or the Thor mallet where it granted him powers, and he's like, "This is just a shield. There's nothing behind it." And then Vance Astro gives a speech about what the shield means and all this, and Interface just throws the shield at him and lets him take it. And then they escape. The Force escapes, which is kind of interesting. And they're like, "Well, we'll have to track them down later, because they're not good people. The Force actually destroys, civilizations and stuff like that. So they're gonna have a run-in." And then you find out that the computer on the ship mainframe is actually the Vision, and that was interesting because I didn't see that. That like popped out of nowhere. But yeah, it's a fun book. I'm sort of rereading the Guardians of the Galaxy, and New Warrior series that came out at the same time
Yeah.
on the app just because I don't remember a lot of it, and they came out around the same time, and they're interesting stories to read for sure.
You know what I would like to read is New Warriors, because I didn't read that when it came out.
Oh, it's good. That if I had to pick between the two, I like New Warriors way better.
I think that I would really enjoy. I don't know why I didn't get it at the time, but I think that's one that I would really enjoy
Yeah.
reading at this point.
Well, I was rereading the new Night Thrasher and enjoying it so much that I was like, I want to start reading.
Back
I want to reread these
to
New
the
Warriors.
beginning. That's awesome.
Yeah. And that's one thing that's nice about the app is you just
Oh,
and
for
they more so with the Marvel app is I find it more easy to search than the DC app, and I also find that they put a lot more older material
Yeah.
than DC does.
Yeah, I agree.
So
Yeah, Marvel's has done a great job with their app and the amount of comics on there.
They even do a good job like saying, you just read this, why don't you try this? You know, like
Yeah,
kind of like
yeah.
that Netflix approach, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It tries to learn what you like and what you're reading and point you in the right direction.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But that's
The other
all I
thing that
had.
I was reading, it's not for retro, but they released there was a long years ago now, but they released that a Valiant released that Divinity Trilogy hardcover with all three minis, and so I've been reading that. I read the first mini series and the second mini series, and next is the third. And I forgot how well done that series was by
Which one
Matt
is
King.
it?
Divinity?
Oh, they re-released that on trade?
No, it's my hardcover one, but I'm
Oh,
just
you're
getting
reading the
around to reading
hardcover.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. They've been pumping out a lot of books, man. I've been pretty happy with
Me too.
that. I'm not happy with the cost, but
No.
the quality of the covers and the quality of the paper and the content seems to be. I hope they keep doing stuff.
Yeah, and it's really cool. Like they are making it, they're making it a point. You can tell by reading these, they're making it a point for the reader to know that this is definitely a shared universe,
Yes.
and everything that's happened since it relaunched, whenever that was, 2013, something like that,
Yeah.
that's all part of this same universe. Like
And they're trying,
this
like in
all canon.
Ninjak, you'll see references to XO, or,
Yep,
and then in Secret Weapons, you'll see everything, and
So they're trying to go back to that model that, kind of fell by the wayside after Dinesh left,
yeah.
where everything was really like siloed, and like they were just, okay, well, here's this. We're just gonna put this out now. Now we're just gonna put this out, and like weren't getting a sense that there was any
I'm still
big deeper.
mad that they never finished the Archer and Armstrong.
I
Like
know.
they just left us.
They
And
left
now
us, and now they're making
the
a new
thing
one.
I
But it's
liked
with
about
Fred Van Lente.
yeah,
New one.
that one I really was liking too because it was playing back to when that launched.
I liked it as well.
And
Like
then
that was
it
one
just
of the
like
best
went
ones that they
away.
did at
Yeah.
that time frame.
But they are coming back. They're in the new previews, so there's an
Yeah, and
Archer and
I'm
Armstrong.
very and I like that, they're not afraid to get a new writer, creator, whatever, but also
Yeah,
like
most of these guys I've never heard of.
no, but that
But
but then at the
it
same time they bring up like Jody Hauser is doing the Faith one, and now Fred Van Lente
Oh,
is gonna do
Exo Man o' War are Blecki Clunen, so
right. Yeah. So it's like they're
but
doing
they
a
have some
great
no
job.
names and there's some of the artists I've never heard of, but they had Liam Sharp, so
Yep. Yeah. They're doing
but the
I think
ones
they're
that I
doing a
don't
good job
know,
since.
they've been doing a good job. Like they're not I've been in generally happy, and I haven't heard anybody talking about Valiant anymore,
No, I know.
which is a shame because I think that the people that were loyal, you know how how we met through Valiant, kind
Yeah.
of. Yeah.
Yes.
There were so many people we met because of Valiant. Like it
My
just.
entire podcast network and social media friends list, of people that I didn't know in person. That's all because of the Valiant podcast.
Yeah, well, it's well, everything was linked to like Valiant, and the fan base was crazy at that time.
No, I mean,
So,
really, there was you and Chris and Daryl, and then a little later there was Paul and Martin,
yeah.
and then then I ended up getting to know Nick through the same
Yeah.
we're watching listening to the same thing, and it just sprung from there, and it's really amazing. It all was because of the Valiant.
Yeah, I got to go to the Mile High guy's house because of
Right,
Valiant.
that's right. What was his name?
Well, I got to meet his daughter, Chuck Rozanski.
Yeah, yeah.
I met her husband, and through her husband, he invited me to their ranch for a barbecue.
Right, he was the Valiant guy, right?
Yeah.
The yeah, was his
And
name
I haven't
Josh or
at
something?
that time they would have like weird promos, like where you could actually have the Eternal Warrior battle axe.
Yes,
And that was a real axe,
I
man.
know.
That was not like no some plastic prop.
No, that was
And I took a
crazy.
picture with it because he had it there, so yeah, it's crazy. The you would think, I would meet most people from Marvel and DC, but
No.
it seems like the hardcore people I met were through Valiant.
100%.
Yeah.
It's so funny to think that, but that was it. That's exactly what it was, and
So it's like my hope in the company just staying around and keeping going is I'll keep going as long as they keep going.
yeah. And like you said, I'm very happy to be seeing like 3, 4, 5 comics a month
Yeah, and
from
collected
them.
editions they're pumping out too.
Yep. As opposed
Yeah.
to the one a month we were getting for so long.
Right, and we're getting a lot of classics too.
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
So that's pretty neat. Like they put out the Eternal Warrior
Yeah.
stuff, which was never out before.
No, and that had been solicited a long time before, and then just
Yeah.
nothing happened to it. And then they're like, yeah, no, we'll put it out.
Yeah, so that was cool.
Yeah, very nice. I'm happy that they got this deal together, because they were obviously, without that, they were headed to just stop publishing.
Yeah. Well, it's good to hear from you again, Rob.
Yeah, you too.
Hopefully it's sooner rather than later.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to keep this one going. But it
You
seems
think it'd
like
be easier with four total, eligible people.
Well, Chris is sort of like I think Chris loves to talk to us, but he doesn't care about the podcast.
Yeah.
Like he sort of implied that.
Yeah.
Like And plus, he's in the summer, he goes places, he does things, so he's like, I'm out for the summer. And
Yeah.
then Joe and you're driven by your kids.
I
So you don't know. Like,
know.
it's amazing that you get the time that you do get.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what?
I know if I had kids, it would change things dramatically for
It
sure.
can be challenging and stuff, but I mean, we'll do the best we can between me, you, and Joe to try to at least get two people
Yeah.
every other week, and keep going, As this
Yep.
is fun. It's always fun, so just
Yeah.
gotta make the time for it. And
Yeah, and it's good just to chat about like Transformers and G.I. Joe too.
right,
Or
exactly.
Planet of the Apes or
I know. Because I don't know about you. I mean,
what was
I
your
do know about you,
favorite or...
but I don't know anyone else to really talk to
Yeah.
about
Well, you know what was interesting about the Planet of the Apes is I had the DVDs of the original,
stuff.
but I didn't have to use them
Why?
because they were stream everything is on Hulu.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I was able to just go Hulu the whole franchise.
That worked out pretty well.
Yeah. What was your favorite Planet of the Apes outside the original?
I don't remember. It's been so too long since I've watched it. I'm gonna have to rewatch them.
So
I don't know.
Beneath was the where they found those humans that were radiated, which was so
Yep.
weird, and they're worshiping the nuclear bomb.
I remember
Escape
that.
was Cornelius and God, what's her name? Landing Zeta, see, I can't remember her name, but
Yeah.
landing back on Earth and going back into the past
Oh, that's
and
right.
having the
Okay.
baby.
Yep.
And then that Ricardo Montalban from Fantasy Island raising the baby to become Caesar.
Right. So it's like,
Yeah, so that was
causing
Conquest of the Planet of the Apes.
yeah.
And then War of the Planet of the Apes was later when Caesar was grown up and he had a society and got into a fight with the humans and the gorillas for the most part. So.
I think though I again it's been many years since
I would
I've
think Escape is
watched them.
the sec is my second
Is
favorite.
that's the one where they go to the past?
Cornelius, yeah.
Yeah, that would be my
That's when
that
they
would just for the vague memory, that would be mine.
it's all the humans except for them, and then she
Yeah.
gets pregnant and then has the child.
Yeah, I just thought that was an interesting premise. You're flipping it back around where now the people have all the power again and
Well, they drug her, and that's how they get information out. Like they got her drunk and gave her a truth serum, and that's what made them turn. So say we gotta kill this baby,
Right.
because it's gonna be the death of civilization. Yeah, man, the journey has been so much fun.
You know what? I showed the first one to Zach. We watched it, and he didn't like it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I think this is so good. So now I guess I'm gonna have to rewatch him just on my own. But you know what? I think I
He
want to do is
might like more of the new
the newer
ones,
ones. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is
because just
rewatch
because.
the remake of the first one, and then go from there with all the new ones that I've never seen, and
Yeah.
maybe he'll watch them with me.
Maybe, and if
Maybe
not, you
everyone will.
can do the journey on your own.
Exactly.
That's what I did.
Yep.
Even though I think Barbara likes it as much as I do, she that was what I was doing while I was exercising.
Oh, okay.
She's the one that bought the DVDs. That's how
Oh,
much she
really?
liked the original, yeah.
Yeah, I've got the
And I
DVDs.
never watched the DVDs, so.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and it's weird because I popped open the box set to watch it, and then I was like, oh, these are all streaming. I'll just stream it.
It's terrible, but that's how I am too. Is like rather than going through finding the DVD if it's streaming somewhere, it's just easier.
Yeah.
But I like having the physical just in case it's not streaming,
True.
to know that you can watch it anytime you
But
want.
like I had to do that with Bond, but I made the decision just to buy the digital copy, so I own the digital copy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, for the ones that I needed.
That's the one thing that they've lacked in the past is not the new ones as they come out, like the Daniel Craig's as they release them, but the older ones, at least all the editions that I ever had, never included a digital copy. So I still don't have digital copies of anything pre Casino Royale.
Yeah.
And I'd love to have digital copies so I could just put it on my
But I
iPad or
only
something.
own five of them of the whole
Yeah.
thing. That's
Yeah,
it.
because the rest were streaming.
The rest I was able to find on various channels, so
Yeah.
I'll eventually want all of them, but I'm gonna it'll probably be another 20 years if I'm still alive to go watch to rewatch it.
Yeah, I'm doing a rewatch right now, actually. I'm up to whatever comes after The Man with the Golden Gun. I just watch them in order. I think it's The Spy Who Loved Me. It's the next
The
one.
Golden Gun is such a weird one.
I love that one. I think it's just because I remember I watched it like
That's
years ago when I was
the
little.
third that's the third nipple.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, that's right.
Christopher
And
Lee.
Christopher Lee and Knick Knack is
Yeah, I like how he puts on a third nipple too, like he, just to go undercover.
Yes.
A little fake plastic nipple. But that's so weird because it's like a funhouse episode where they go through that funhouse
Yep. Yeah.
twice at the
Yes,
beginning of the
at the
movie and
very
the end.
beginning, and that's
Yeah.
how it ends. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. And I was
You know, the villains I liked a lot were those two guys. The diamonds are forever. Oh my God.
Mr. Kid and Mr. Wind.
Oh God. I was like, these guys are like right out of the comic book page. Like, they're such oddball characters. And they were badasses. They like killed everybody in their path except for Bond.
Yep. Yeah. They did. And they outlasted the main villain.
Not only that, but they had fun doing it.
Yeah.
Like they were having a good time, and they were lovers.
That's what I was just going to say. You know, they heavily imply they do everything but straight out say that they're lovers.
Well, I like the part where the one guy gets jealous. The one guy says, "Oh, she's pretty good looking," and he like looks at her, looks at him like, "What are you talking about?"
It's like, poor lady.
Oh gosh, I just that was a great movie.
Yep.
But I enjoyed them all. The only one that I wasn't too crazy about was the comedy one. But Peter Sellers
that's
did
one that I haven't seen.
He did. He did make it worth watching for me.
That's cool.
But I am a Peter Sellers fan. So.
That's awesome.
Yep. All right. Well, we can wrap this one up, and you can get on with your day and get ready for work for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not looking forward to it. My parents are coming in on Thursday, and I have to work, which sucks.
Yeah.
So I'll still get out of work at 6 and then come home. My parents will be here, and then on Friday, the same sort of thing, but hopefully I'll get out early.
It just makes for a hectic week for you, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, gotta have a vacation coming up on the 4th, so something to look forward to.
Oh, that'll be nice. That'll be good.
At least a week. So.
Yeah.
And then again with Baltimore, another week.
Yeah, I gotta look into that and see if it's doable. Maybe even if we drive down there.
Yeah, it would be fun for sure.
Yeah, 'cause like 6 hours, I think.
Yeah. Plus, there's a lot of. Like, if you took the whole family there, there's a lot of – there's the aquarium. Like, you could go to the con on Saturday. You know, you could budget it, right? And then, like, we do stuff on Saturday and Sunday that's not at the con. Like,
yeah.
We'll speedboat it. We've gone on the tours
don't
of the
lose
submarine.
Your
yeah, don't lose my glasses. That's right. But, yeah, it's a fun time for sure.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Alrighty, well, I'll talk to you hopefully in 2 weeks.
Yeah, sounds good. Have a good rest of your day.
All right, see ya. Bye.
Bye.